I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time. And joining me now, as he does each week at this time, is Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, is the editor of ETF Trends. You can get more information at etftrends.com. That, of course, the website. But again, I'll point out, it is not just like, hey, this is what's trending in ETFs. It's all things ETF related. So etftrends.com, on Twitter, at etftrends. And Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider Dow Jones Industrial Average ETF. Ticker DIA.
The Diamond DIA, the Spider Dow Jones Industrial Average ETF. This couldn't have anything to do with diamonds being an investor's best friend because diamonds just got Apple and got rid of AT&T, could it?
Well, absolutely, Chuck. I mean, this Dow Jones Industrials, as we go back and we talk about ETFs and we know that the pillars behind ETF are indexes. Of all the indexes that we've watched over the years, for decades, this is the oldest and most loved. And as you point out, just recently the news has come out that Apple will be a part of the Dow Jones Industrials. So it was a good opportunity, I think, for you and I to maybe have this be more of a chat session about the history of indexing, and most importantly, how indexes work, and how ETFs have become a great tool for people to invest in indexes, wouldn't you say?
Yes, but I think when it comes to the Dow, the addition of Apple and the elimination of AT&T makes the Dow a little more hip, a little more current, but it doesn't make it actually a better index. I think if I had actually thought about it when you had said it was the Spider Dow Jones Industrial Average ETF, I would have done this.
Loser, loser, loser!
Or because the Dow is the most popular ETF, but I think it's one of the worst constructed. So it's a great time to have the discussion of indexes. But given everything else that we're always talking about with ETFs, would you actually use this as a proxy for the market when you've got so many other index ETFs that, oh, by the way, have Apple in them?
You're right, Chuck. I mean, that's the nature of this discussion. You think about it. And, you know, I'm probably dating ourselves here, but growing up, when we would talk about the market, and still people today, people say, how was the market today? Well, the Dow was up 50 or the Dow was down 70. That's the barometer that we use for the market. But the Dow only represents 30 stocks. And as you're pointing out, it's not very diversified, number one. And it's not very hip. It's got a little bit hipper by adding Apple. But there's some companies in there that are a little bit long in the tooth, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
So with that in mind, obviously the S&P 500, a little bit more hip, a little bit more diversified, more changes happen over time, where the Dow Jones Industrial doesn't change that often. And then you could even be more hip, more diversified by looking at something like the Russell 2000. But now the question becomes, are you just buying the market? And people would argue with that. So I think it gives us pause as we've seen a little bit of change in the Dow Jones Industrials. And yes, it's a little bit hipper, but not as forward-thinking as other indexes. Or most importantly, I think it raises the question, with ETF choices today and so many of them, do we really need to talk about the Dow? Do we really need to talk about the S&P 500? Or has indexing or benchmarks, in fact, evolved to the point where we really can set up benchmarks that are more customized for what our individual goals are? Now, this is more than a 7-minute discussion, but interested to see what you think.
I definitely believe that we need to de-emphasize the Dow. The Dow is just not a relevant index anymore. You know, we talk about index construction all the time. When you're looking at an equal weight ETF or you're looking at whatever, it's cap weighted. It's got all these. So Apple comes in and it's the biggest of the stocks. Well, that's fine. You now have an index that has just skewed dramatically more towards technology. It's 30 stocks that are basically picked by a committee. And as much as people say, well, everybody knows the Dow Jones stocks, the truth is they don't. I think most people would have been surprised that Apple wasn't already in it, given that it was the world's largest company by market cap. And they'd be surprised now to learn that AT&T, which has been in, AT&T was a stock that was given to my brother when my brother was born in 1953. And it's now out of the Dow. Come on, really? So
right.
I think so that's what people are looking at.
I think the point here, Chuck, and your next question is, okay, if you're recommending this, where do you take the money? Let's remove that question and let's say this. We still know that there are a lot of people who have not yet bought an ETF. And if you see the Dow every day and you want to track the Dow, here's a very simple way to do that. If you find that buying individual stocks have not done it for you, or if you find that buying mutual funds and actively managed mutual funds haven't kept up with the market, and you see the Dow every day and you want to be able to buy it rather than buying the appropriate amount of allocation and mirroring the Dow itself, you can buy the Dow with this simple ETF. So this might be one of those ETF 101 discussions, but I think it's important. You and I, from time to time, after doing these for a few years, I think have to realize there's still a lot of investors that haven't yet embraced ETFs, and here's a way to maybe stick your toe in the water.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that ETF investors should recognize, because of the way this index is constructed, this is the index, not only because they made the decision that added it, but this is the index that is most affected by that kind of, hey, what happens when an index changes construction? And there are those issues we need to consider too. So really interesting stuff, Tom. I'm not sure we want people buying it, but we understand that it's not the worst that they could do if with this week's pick. It's the SPDR Dow Jones Industrial Average ETF, the Diamond, ticker symbol DIA, the ETF of the week, because they were in the news with the change from AT&T to Apple. Tom Lydon is editor of ETF Trends. Follow him on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. The firm is at ETF Trends. And of course, it's ETFTrends.com for more information. Tom, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Up next, it's the big interview when Money Life for Thursday really picks up steam and gets rolling right after this message.